Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Monday, October 21st. Coming up, we'll learn more about the more than 100 men who were taking higher education courses at the Stateville Correctional Center. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. The Illinois State Police is in mourning after one of their own was killed in the line of duty on Friday. IPM's May Antar has more.
Corey S. Thompson was 28 years old. He started out as an intern with ISP and became a trooper 5 years ago. ISP says Thompson was on duty when he was struck by a truck and thrown from his motorcycle. The collision happened at County Road 1300 East and Leverett Road in northern Champaign County. Brendan F. Kelly is the director of the Illinois State Police.
The dangers our officers face can come from the most unexpected places and ways that are sometimes blindsiding and soul-crushing.
Thompson succumbed to his injuries at Carl Hospital. He is survived by his wife, parents, and siblings. The other driver was cited for not having a valid driver's license. May Antar, IPM News.
With less than 2 weeks to go until Election Day, more early voting locations are opening in central Illinois. Starting today, 11 new locations in Champaign County begin holding early voting, including the Champaign Public Library, Illini Union, Parkland College, Rantoul Youth Center, Savoy Rec Center, and the Tolono Public Library. In Vermilion County, early voting is available at the Danville Election Commission office, and early voters in Macon County can go to a voting center in the new county annex building at 151 West Wood Street in Decatur. Check out our local, regional, and national candidates and issues at the Your Voice, Your Vote section on ipmnewsroom.org. The climate in the Midwest is ever-changing, and that's what makes it fascinating, says climate scientist Jim Angel. He'll give a talk on the topic tonight at the University of Illinois Extension Office in Champaign. IPM Student Newsroom's Diana Jung has more.
Jim Angel is a climate scientist with the Illinois State Water Survey. He's been studying climate extremes in Illinois and the Midwest for almost 40 years, with a focus on extreme rainfall events and the impacts of weather and climate on agriculture. Angel says the east and west coast of the United States are moderated by the oceans, so they have less climate variability. But here in the Midwest,
you're kind of direct line between the Gulf of Mexico and the hot, humid air down there, and also the cold, dry air that comes out of Canada. And so we're kind of a very active region.
Angel's talk will take place at 7 p.m. Monday. I'm Diana Jung, IPM News.
Illini football took down Michigan 21-7 at home on Saturday. IPM student reporter Jacob Stutz has more.
100 years ago and one day after Red Grange's historic performance against Michigan, the Illini welcomed back the reigning national champs to Memorial Stadium. It was the first top 25 matchup in Champaign since these two teams faced off 24 years ago, broadcasted on CBS in front of a national audience, and it sure didn't disappoint. Head coach Brett Bielema preached a physical game to his team throughout the week.
Even last night, my last comments were, you've been preparing for this moment since January. Anything we did, if we waited to this week to make it happen, and part of that I really believe in is just fundamentally we start up front on both sides of the ball, and I thought our guys really bought into that all week.
Just like Red Grange 100 years ago, Illinois took care of Michigan on the ground, running for 187 yards, while the defense bounced back, holding the Wolverines to 7 points. After the game, linebacker Dylan Rosiak reflected on the memorable win.
We really we beat them on the 100th year rededication. Like, it's not only big for what we have going this season; it's just big for the program. It's big for the fans who, you know, have gone through some years, and you know, just to keep on building with it.
Just like Red Grange's retired number, the 77th sellout crowd in Memorial Stadium history got to rush the field like the Galloping Ghost himself did 100 years ago. Illinois moves to 6-1 on the season and secures a bowl. A big test lies next weekend when the Illini take on Oregon in Eugene. Jacob Stutz, IPM News.
Still to come, we'll learn more about the more than 100 men who were taking higher education courses at the Stateville Correctional Center. That story is coming up next on 217 Today. But first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for sunny skies with a high of 80 degrees and a southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 48 degrees, south wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a slight chance of an afternoon shower and a high of 76 degrees, a south wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear skies with a low of 54 degrees, a south wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. And for Wednesday, sunny with a high of 72 degrees and a northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, corporations have had a role in politics throughout American history. But author Chara Torres-Spellacy says changes in campaign finance and in our political parties have put American democracy in jeopardy. Her book is Corporatocracy. I'm Brian Mackey, and that's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. Stateville Correctional Center had some of the worst conditions of any Illinois prison. It also had some of the best education programs. This spring, Governor J.B. Pritzker announced the facility would be torn down and rebuilt. All of the men housed there have been transferred to other sites. But over 100 were taking higher education courses, including 8 who were ready to graduate with their bachelor's degrees. IPM's Emily Hayes has more on what's happening with them.
For the first time in 2 decades, Robert Curry has a window.
I'm able to see the world.
In September, he was transferred from Stateville near Joliet to Hill Correctional Center in Galesburg.
I'm able to see things like the highway from the yard.
Curry was convicted of murder in 2006, but maintains his innocence. He was sent to maximum security prisons, including Stateville.
I'm able to open the window and get fresh air, so those are positives.
Another positive with the move is his education. He's still able to study with Northeastern Illinois University, DePaul University, and the Prison Neighborhood Arts Education Project.
It was something that I never thought, never considered getting a degree at all. Associate's, bachelor's, or master's, I never had any aspirations to go to college. I didn't think it was in my cards.
Since 2017, Northeastern's University Without Walls program has provided a consistent pathway for men at Stateville to pursue a degree. The goal, according to Professor Erica Miners, is to honor their previous learning, which includes coursework as well as published books, new legal theories, and nationally exhibited artwork.
They were coming into the program as 30-year-olds, as 40-year-olds, as 50-year-olds, as 60-year-olds with decades of prior learning, decades of university-level prior learning. So this program allows us to make those assessments.
But when a judge ordered the site to be vacated early, Miner says they rushed to schedule the final academic requirement, a review board presentation for the 8 men in their graduating cohort. Robert Curry presented his on September 11th, the day before he was transferred. 5 of his classmates, though, were sent to different facilities, and they can no longer have contact with one another.
We depend on each other. You know, we confer to each other, confide in each other. So those are relationships that you don't normally develop in a place like this. And we were able to do that.
The University Without Walls program had planned to do a graduation ceremony for the cohort in late October. Miner says they will find a way to celebrate their recent graduates.
We're now just reassessing, and the hope is to do it in the spring, you know, March, April, May. And the hope is to do it potentially at Hill, get people moved to Hill. But, you know, that hasn't been confirmed by the Department of Corrections.
If Curry's classmates aren't transferred to Hill, they may no longer have access to higher education programs, which are not always offered. Curry says being angry about the classes being split up isn't productive, but he is
frustrated, to say the least. But I know that our DOC has no agenda to do right by us, regardless of the strides we make for ourselves.
It's his hope that he and the other students will eventually be reunited and get to experience a graduation ceremony with their families. In a statement to IPM, the Illinois Department of Corrections says the majority of the students taking higher education courses at Stateville were transferred to facilities where they can continue to study. For those who weren't, it says they may request a transfer after being in their current location for 3 months. I'm Emily Hayes with IPM News.
That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Mai Antar, Reginald Hardwick, Diana Jung, Jacob Stutz, and Emily Hayes. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.